Okay, so how are y'all, familia? It's been a pretty good week, but today we have an activity, and I didn't get a recording done last night, so it's going to be a little quick one. But it was a good week, very good week. Okay, everybody's trying to come and say something. Okay, so Monday was pretty good. Nothing, let's see, nothing really happened, but okay, Tuesday. What happened on Tuesday? Oh, Tuesday, wait, when did I break the mirror? Was that on Monday or no? No, that was Tuesday. Yeah, so Tuesday we went to clean up the pension because like we moved the pension. So I went back to clean up the pension. And we were cleaning up, and there was, like, a mirror that was stuck on the wall. And I was like, hey, I'm going to try to, like, get it off so we can bring it over to our pension. And so it started coming off, and then it just shattered. So, yeah, I guess I have, like, 20 years of bad luck or something, so that kind of sucks. What do you have to say about that? But, yeah, so that was kind of a bummer. But then it was good. Let's see, the rest of the day... Alejandro, what happened with Alejandro? Oh yeah, we went. We went to the guy, the Alejandro guy.
The free spirit.
No, we went by and passed by his house, but he was leaving to work, and then like we were like, okay, well we're gonna come by maybe on Saturday to like go watch conference or whatever, and he's like, okay, sweet, sounds good, and then like. To say bye, like here, like they always greet with like the kiss, like on the cheek, you know. And so then, yeah, I may have been kissed by a gay guy this week, so that was interesting. No, but it was. He's a good guy. It's just I don't know. Stop! Why are you laughing? Okay, and then let's see, and then Wednesday something super awesome happened. So. Wednesday's kind of like a bummer day. I don't know, like all of our plans kept falling through and whatever. But then at night, we went to a reference that we have, a media referral. I don't know if you guys have those. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so then we went and he wanted a Book of Mormon in English and in Spanish. And so we ended up going to contact him and... It was super awesome. So we went to their house. We like knocked on the door and ended up his mom was there. And then the mom said, oh, he's not here right now. But if you come back in a little bit, like he'll be back in a little bit. I'm like, okay. So then we go do some contacts and then we come back and then we knock on his door and he just opens up the door and he's like, oh, hey, elders, what's up? Come on and come sit down in my office or whatever. So he's a lawyer. And he just finished law school and he was like, begins to tell us about like his whole life story. He's like, when I was a kid, I used to sing in the choir in Barasate. And then like, I stopped going to church because I started studying. And it's like the last like 6 years or 8 years or whatever, I've just been studying a ton. And I haven't had time to do like develop the spiritual side of my life. And so like right now, because of like all that I left, I want to come back and like, learn about the spiritual side and like grow that part of my life because like I had to leave that all behind to study. And so it was like crazy. Somebody just like teach him a lesson and it was like super awesome. He was like super engaged and so yeah, he's gonna get baptized, I'm sure. So that's cool. Then but yeah, it was really awesome. And then Thursday, what happened?
Nothing.
I don't think anything happened on Thursday, quite frankly. Like, the thing is, we just have all these plans, and then they just fall through. It kind of stinks. But either way, it was fun. Oh, yeah, they have these new $500 bills, so then when we pulled out our asignacion, we had $500 bills, or pesos.
500
pesos. There you go. Yeah. 500 peso bills. But that's cool because they're like brand new, like this year. So apparently, other Alves told us that they robbed the idea, like, of the picture from Brazil. So that's kind of funny. Good old Argentina. Okay, then let's see. Friday, let's see, Thursday, and Friday, let's see, we had weekly planning in the morning, which takes forever. No, and then, but it was good, it was good, we made good plans and stuff, and then, like, for lunch, we decided to make tacos, because my Mexican companion that I had, Elder Sosa, taught me how to make tortillas, so I made tortillas, and they were pretty good, and so that was good. Now I know how to make tacos. Well, were they good? What do you say?
I prefer Taco Bell.
Okay, whatever. It was, I made them, like, here in Argentina, so that's right. No.
No, they were good. They were good.
They're, like, decent. They're, like, I don't know. I guess I can make them for you guys when I come back, and then you can tell me how they are, but whatever. So that was cool. Then, let's see. Then we went and taught Lionel, and we, like, finished up all the lessons that he needs to get baptized, which is good, because you're going to get baptized. So I'm excited about that very much. So
we'll see if you want to
speak up. No, do you guys. And then, let's see, then Saturday, what happened Saturday?
Conference.
Conference, that's right. So then we had conference all day Saturday, which was good. I like conference. It's very, it's the best. Conference. But, it was kind of interesting. Saturday there was a lot of talks about prayer. And, like, I don't know.
The basics.
Yeah, like a lot of the basics and stuff. Like the plan of salvation as well. That was, it was good. I really enjoyed conference. It was really awesome.
It's like lección uno, lección dos.
Yeah, I hope everybody watched it because it's seriously super good. And then Sunday, same thing, we had conference. We made empanadas and ate empanadas in the church, so that was fun.
Ricas.
Rico. Empanadas ricas. Woo-hoo-hoo. Now let's see. Oh, yeah, and Saturday night we found Facundo, which was awesome. He's a member of the church. He got baptized when he was 8. Then he stopped going to church when he was like 15 because his friend was getting ready to leave. It was like a month away from leaving on his mission. But then he went to go play soccer with his friends. And then some like gangsters like shot him. So that kind of stinks. No, but like, and so then they killed. So then this guy died right before his mission. So then like his whole family was active in the church. And then they just like stopped going to the church because they were like, what the heck? How can something like that happen to somebody that's getting ready to go and serve the Lord? And it was kind of interesting. So then we go and talk to him, and he's like, I just had like my first son. He's like 22, and he had a kid with this one with his wife, I guess. I don't know if they're married, but her name's Patricia. And so he's like, I want to like take my kid to church and like baptize him and stuff. Like, he's like, down the road, obviously, but it was just kind of like a cool thing. He's like, I just want to like make sure that my family has this in their life because it's something that I know is good. And so it was really awesome. So we go by and talk, teach them, and then he's like, now obviously like my wife can choose what she wants to do, but like I know that it's something good, and if she listens to you guys, she's gonna know that it's something good. So maybe she'll get baptized, and we're like, yes. But yeah, so this week was like super sweet. Like, we found like a bunch of people that there's some good potential there. So I'm really excited about that. Then let's see. Oh yeah, and then Sunday we had the interview with Lionel. That was good. So now we're all set for next week. Woo woo! I'm excited. Familia Pizarro is awesome. He's excited. What are you saying? Apparently in the interview, he may or may not have said that he doesn't want to get baptized. So that's kind of interesting. No, it's because he's like 10 and he's like nervous to talk to people that he doesn't know. And yeah, so it's true. That's what it is. He really wants to get baptized. I talked to him. Yeah. Whatever. Everybody's judging me, but he's a good kid. And his mom is like super trying to get him to come to the church. And like she wants him to get baptized really bad because she's a member. And then the dad, when he sees that his son gets baptized, well, I guess it's his stepson. When he sees that he gets baptized, he's going to be like, man, maybe I should get baptized. And then he's going to get baptized. And then the whole family's going to be baptized and active and awesome. So that's...
I want that.
And then, let's see. Today is Monday. And we're going to go have a water balloon fight, I guess, in the church. That's going to be fun. Even though it's kind of cold outside. So I don't know how that's going to work, but...
It's not even sunny.
Well, it's a little sunny. No, it's kind of cloudy. That kind of stinks. Oh, well, it'll be fun. Well, sweet. And then...
Hot water.
Oh, there you go. We'll fill it with hot water. There you go. But then what happens when the water gets cold after it's on you? Then you are cold again.
I'll think of something.
But yeah, so this week was really awesome. It was a really good week. But, I'm just going to read you guys a short little scripture that I have that I was reading that I liked a lot.
In Spanish?
Yeah. I read it in Spanish because I don't know. Maybe it's...
Yeah, it's good.
I can go back, like, in, like, after my mission and read them and or, like, listen to them and I'll be like, man, I did not know what I was saying.
No, read it.
Okay, and then... So, yeah, I was reading in 2 Nephi 2. And... The scripture is, somebody said something, I don't remember who said, shared the scripture, but it was, it's 2 Nephi 2, 25, and they're just talking about, like, how, oh, wasn't it Nelson? Nelson was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, so, sweet, he dice, Adán cayó para que los hombres existiesen. Y existen los hombres para que tengan gozo. Now that's a sweet scripture. It's a good scripture. It's short, but like really powerful because really.
Adam fell that men are better than they might have joy.
Well, I like it in Spanish. It's cool. Existiesen.
Que tengan gozo.
Hombres existen. Existiesen.
Existiesen.
Maybe we can talk like the translators.
Hombres.
Los hombres existen. Yeah, the Spanish.
Gozo.
The people from Spain don't speak good Spanish. I don't like it very much, but it's
gozo.
Okay. No, okay, that's beside the point. But this scripture is just like. It's true what. It's President Nelson, right? Because he's the president of the Quorum of the Twelve. Yeah. What he was saying about joy, like. Really, that's the reason we're here, is to have joy. And all of the lessons that we have in the church, all of the gospel, like the things that we're doing here, are so that we can have joy. There's no like rule that we have in the church, no commandment that God has given us that doesn't help us have joy. And so, there you go. There's my spiritual thought for the week. But yeah, sorry this is kind of like a short recording and I was kind of all over the place, but, yeah, it's 13 minutes, so I guess that's true. But, yeah, so I hope you guys have a good week, and I love y'all, and, peace out.